So today on Rolling With It, I am joined by Liv Dawson, a singer-songwriter. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast today. I love your music.
Thank you very much.
Fab. Honestly, like, I've been binge listening these past couple of days and it is a vibe, I'm not going to lie. So how are you? How's lockdown going for you?
Good. I feel like this lockdown has definitely been a lot harder than the last couple, but I feel good. I've been doing loads of Zoom sessions and writing loads of music, which is, you know, very motivating in this time. So yeah, all good.
It's so difficult, isn't it? I definitely agree this lockdown is not the one. Like, it is, it's just like, I think we've been in it for so long now, it's like you're itching to get out. Are you like watching anything on Netflix? Like, what are you doing to pass your time when you're not doing sessions?
I've literally watched everything on Netflix. I binge watch like all of the toughest prisons.
Yeah.
My favorite thing, me and my boyfriend just sit and watch them like all day. And yeah, like anything crime documentary is just like very, very, it gives me something to do.
I love them. Have you watched the Cecil Hotel?
I've not actually. That's like one of the, what, is it good?
It's so good, honestly. I'm like the same as you. Any like crime stuff or stuff to do with like weird, I don't want to say like messed up stories, like, but yeah, like weird true crime is so good. Honestly, it is so good. It is like loads of plot twists. I don't want to ruin anything, but definitely give it a watch.
Yeah, I will.
Have you been watching Drag Race?
I have, yeah.
Have you? Who do you want to win? Who's your favourite?
Well, I've only recently like found out about it, which is really weird.
Yeah, same.
It's all over Instagram and like loads of my friends watch it. But I've been watching the UK one and I just love Tea and Coffee. Like that name.
She's so funny.
It's so much like, I feel like the UK one is a little bit better than
the UK humour just makes it like that little bit better. I was gonna say elite, I was like, that's a bit harsh, but no, it is so good. Literally, that's all I'm doing at the moment, is just sitting and binge watching. Like, if I like something, it's gonna be gone, done in like a day. That's my problem. So how has your job and career changed during lockdown, like with songwriting? I'm guessing it's the writing aspect hasn't changed too much.
I mean, like, I'm still really lucky that we get to do Zoom sessions. Like, a lot of people, obviously, their jobs are so restricted now. And, like, it's been a weird one. Like, when I started doing Zoom sessions, I didn't enjoy it. I thought, this is just too weird. Like, it's awkward. We're talking over each other.
Yeah.
And, like, ideas would just get lost in, like, bad connections. So, but once you get the hang of it, it actually is, it kind of suits me like so much better now. Like, I don't need to leave my flat.
That's a good bit.
From here. But I do miss like human interaction and just being able to like go into a studio, and you definitely like vibes change when you're actually in the room. So that's kind of the only thing that I really miss. And obviously live shows is like non-existent at the minute. So yeah, like that's kind of the only thing.
Yeah, the human interaction is the worst bit. Like, you can't, it's so hard to bounce off people like through a screen, especially when you're saying like with the delays, and if there's like connection issues, it just like, it gets you off to like an awkward start. if somebody's mic isn't working, or
it's always like someone's Wi-Fi is like really bad. But once you're in the session and like everything's going a bit more smoothly, then it kind of works a lot better. So yeah, that's been we're very lucky that we have Zoom.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know what anybody was doing. Like, if this was I don't know when computers were invented, but if this is before technology, this would be 100 times worse, because there's nothing to do. So you started playing at like London venues, and like doing small gigs and stuff, and now you've gone on to do like Latitude and huge festivals supporting huge artists. How did that come across? How did you take that huge leap? Like, I have no clue how that whole part of the industry works, how you just grow so quickly.
Yeah, I suppose it's just like any opportunity that comes up, like you just take it and you run with it. But I mean, like, just definitely like Instagram and things like that, that comes in so handy, like when you're just mingling with other artists, especially at the minute. Obviously we don't have like that, can just go to a show and then try your luck. Manager and be like, can you have me on the show? So yeah, like staying in touch with people and like just creating those like good connections. And I mean, like every gig that I done, like I would make the most out of it and make sure that I spoke to everybody afterwards, and like you never know who's in the crowd. So
never ever, literally. Yeah. It is crazy, like you never know who's watching.
Yeah, literally. Like, that's why you have to make every performance like really good.
Did somebody approach you, so to do like your first festival appearance, was it like somebody came to you or?
So I like started doing music maybe like 12 years ago now, so I was like writing a lot of music, and then I done a show in the Isle of Wight, the Isle of Wight Festival, and I was literally like 13, and then like just kind of slowly grew my team. Like I had a manager, and then like built a bigger and bigger team, had an agent, so they would like book all of my festivals. And then yeah, like since lockdown's happened, obviously can't really do anything.
Literally,
I can't wait to just do like a couple festivals, have a really really productive like year, and just play loads of live shows.
Yeah, oh god, I bet you can't wait to like get back in front of an audience, like as a performer. That is like the buzz, I guess, you kind of get from it. I mean, you can still like make and release music, but then like that live aspect is like so intimate, you can't really recreate that.
Yeah, that is one thing I think, like everyone's gonna be so nervous going back to recording, to doing live shows, because it's gonna be so out of our depth.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I feel like even I've seen loads of memes about it. It's like the first time you go to see your friends, everybody's gonna be like, it's like, hi, I'm Dave. Hi, and there's this meme I saw the other day, it's so funny. It's like they've basically got an episode of like University Challenge or something, like cut everybody up, and so it's like, hi. I feel like that's actually going to be how it's going to be, because like the only people I've really been speaking to are over Zoom, and like I do live with my boyfriend, which I'm very lucky, but I feel like even having a normal conversation, let alone like singing in front of people, like it sounds terrifying.
Even like, yeah, like you said, like I feel like social anxiety has definitely been such, like it's taking over a lot of people's lives because of how like no one speaks to anyone now. Yeah. So it'll be crazy, but I can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be good in the end. It'll be worth it 100%. So yeah. You moved from Surrey, you used to live in Surrey, you grew up in Surrey, and then you moved to London. So was it because of the opportunities that you wanted to make the move? Like it's quite a big thing moving like to London. It's quite a scary place.
So I've actually moved back, so that was like a year ago, or like over a year ago, and then I moved back to Berkshire, which is like just outside of Surrey. So I wanted to be like, it was like the decision in lockdown of just, I felt like there wasn't really anything, like there was no greenery, there's no like you can't go for nice walks, and I just needed good scenery. So I moved back here. I've just moved in with my boyfriend for the first time. So but yeah, like London is definitely like, if you want to be anything creative, like it's the perfect place to be, and you're like constantly surrounded by creatives, and like my sessions will always be in London. So but obviously everything's changed into Zoom now, so
literally.
but
I feel the same. Like I used to live in Surrey, and then I moved to London, and like our view is like of buildings, and I just crave like walking with trees and like
going
on walks and seeing nature. Like I miss it so much, but it is definitely a place for opportunities, I feel like. Even people, like if you're in a coffee shop, you might overhear somebody talking about, I don't know, music, presenting, performing, and like you just take those chances, I guess. But I do miss it. This is like the most exciting thing I wanted to ask you about. You supported Khalid on his European tour, which is like, considering how young you are, that is insane that you've achieved so much so young. How did it feel like when you got that call, or when that was all happening for the first time?
I remember I was like in bed and then my manager called me and was like, "You're supporting Khalid in 2 weeks." And I was like, right, get on with him. And like, sort my life out. But yeah, it was crazy. Like hearing about the opportunity in the first place was like, I couldn't believe it was actually happening. And then obviously the actual tour was like unbelievable. I still go through all of my memories and I'm like, oh my god, get me back in. I can't wait. But it was amazing. He was lovely, his whole team were like so nice, and considering how successful he is, he's like the most humble person, so it was great. It was so good.
Such an unreal opportunity, I guess, but it's such like a, was it like a starstruck moment where you kind of like, I couldn't imagine how it would feel working with somebody so like big and well respected in the industry and you're just put in front of them, like you want to impress them.
I feel like especially because we're quite like, we're literally the same age, so like I don't know, there was something, it was like he was so nice and so welcoming that all the nerves just kind of went as soon as I met him. But I was definitely really starstruck. I was like, I listen to your album like all the time. Weird.
Every day, I'm a massive fan.
Yeah, like I was trying not to let him know that I know everything about him.
Yeah, oh my god, that's the thing that I think, don't they say like never meet your idols? Like I'd be so scared to slip up, like I know the name of your first dog. No, I don't. Like, what am I saying? I feel like I just like freak out. But you forget how young these musicians are, like you're so young, you're set. I feel like it can sound quite patronizing, can't it, when people are like, oh, you're such a baby, you're so young, like you're older than me, but you forget how young the industry kind of is at the moment. Like I remember Dua Lipa, well I found out how old she was the other day, she's only like 26, I swear. Everyone is so young, but it kind of makes it nice that you can like form friendships with people and kind of relate.
Yeah, it's definitely nice when you have like a like someone on your like same wavelength as well. Like you listen to the same music, you're like into the same artist. So yeah, it definitely makes it easier.
Yeah, who are you into at the moment, like artist wise?
I really love Tate McRae. She's so good. Yeah. I love her song Rubber Band. I've been listening to that so much. I feel like she just gives me really sad like pop vibes.
Yeah, I like that. And inspiration outside of music, do you have somebody that you like look up to that's not music based?
I would say like probably have to be like my mom or like someone strong female in my life.
I am always amazed. I was talking to my boyfriend earlier about it, how musicians write, like how do you come up with what you write? And I know people a lot of the time say it's like what's around them and their family, but like how do you actually sit down and like put it all into words? That's why
I don't know, I kind of change it like every time I write. It kind of depends who I'm writing with as well. Like I have like my group of people who I know that I write really well with, and it will be like writing with your mates, like you kind of have a laugh and you forget that you're writing, and then it all just happens really naturally. But I suppose like you start with like either a melody or a specific lyric, and then you just kind of build everything around that. And I like to do stuff quite like organically, so start on a piano or like start on a guitar. I feel like there's like a drum loop just going around, it gets a bit tired, especially on Zoom.
When musicians write, is it always with an instrument they usually start, or like would you ever just start with a blank piece of paper and like no music in your mind? Like I find it so interesting because I'm so like unmusical, so like how you even come up with it in the first place, but like the whole method, it would never just be like you just write like on a bit of paper.
Yeah, like literally, like I've been writing stuff. I never write on paper. Like I never write all my lyrics down, but I really wanted to. And I started like since I've done Zoom sessions. So yeah, like I suppose if you have a concept or like if the producer that you're working with has like an idea, then they'll play it and then you build on that. But it must be so weird. Like, I don't know. Like all my friends, like they don't really understand. They're like, what's you write? Like you're in Zoom and you write song.
Yeah.
Weird concept. Like, yeah.
Honestly, like I find it incredible, but I guess it's like when you have a talent or you do something, a lot of the time people don't understand it, and then you're kind of just there, like it comes so naturally to you. It's like when I do art, I've always done art my whole life, and I remember at school people would just like sit and watch. I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, it's not that impressive, but
I
like
find people that really interesting.
Like, really?
I done GCSE art and I'm not good at art. It's fun. And I remember seeing this girl who was literally amazing at like drawing, and I just thought, wow, like I could not bring myself, like I cannot draw anything good. So
yeah. It baffles me. I'm like, why are you so interested? But then I guess when you can't do something you're so intrigued by, it's like kind of the grass is always greener. Don't know if that's the quote put there. So when you're not performing, writing, coming up with music, doing your thing, what are you doing? What do you like to do, like hobbies?
I really love, like, I don't know, like self-care. Like I love a self-care evening. I feel like, especially in lockdown, like I just have made it like my priority to like get the best skincare, get like all my stuff. I have such a like passion for it. I think if I wasn't a musician, I would definitely be something in like health or like beauty or something. But yeah, like I don't know, there's, I feel like everyone's come up with all of these hobbies and I'm just like,
people are like, yeah, I'm running, you know, like 5k a day, and I'm like knitting my dog like a coat, and I'm like, I'm literally sat all day on my bed looking through Urban Outfitters. And like, do you ever go, okay, I want to know if this is just me, do you ever go on like Rightmove and look at like all the really big houses that you can't afford? It's such a guilty pleasure.
It's like, it's definitely like manifesting, isn't it?
Are you into manifesting?
I watch TikTok a lot. That's definitely what I do in my pastime.
Yeah, I feel like everyone.
Yeah, I'm very interested in it because I feel like it actually works. I just don't have the time to write down.
100%. I could literally talk about it all day. Like, I keep contemplating, do I want to make a video about like manifesting for people that don't believe in it? But then I'm like, they're not going to watch that. But I feel like it's so...
No, it's definitely true.
Yeah, do you feel like you ever like visualized where you were going to be now? Do you think that when you were younger?
Like, I was thinking the other day, like when I was younger, all I wanted was to like live in a flat, like with my boyfriend, like just have like maybe get a dog. I'm not at that stage yet. But yeah, like I definitely think like when you vision something and you want it to happen, then, and you believe in it enough, then it will happen. Mm. It's kind of like the law of attraction, isn't it?
Definitely. I feel like you make it happen like subconsciously. I want to know how it all works. That's another thing. It's probably something scientific. That's also not what I'm saying. And you started so young. What was it like being such a young woman, girl? You were like 14, right, when you started writing?
Yeah.
How was it growing up kind of with, I guess you could say, the pressures of, because music's quite like an out there thing when you're a musician, it's quite public. How was it being so young and doing what you're doing?
It was really good. Like, I feel like it definitely led me in the right direction. Obviously, I love doing it. But when I was younger, like, I lost a lot of my childhood, but like, I suppose, like going to parties in like year 9, or like, you know, like just those little things that you kind of do. And then you do notice it when you get to like, I don't know, 22, and you've got like one friend.
Yeah.
And like all of your friends are in music. But like, it was amazing. Like, I was so lucky to have like opportunities so young and be able to just sing and like do what I really wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it kind of gave me that step where like I knew exactly where I wanted to be. I knew what I wanted to do. I didn't need to figure it out.
Yeah. Did you go to university?
No, I went to college for like 1 year, and it was a diploma. It was at ACM in Guildford.
I think I'm good. That's so funny. Yeah, that's such a weird story.
But yeah, and it was like, that was so fun. Like, that was like my 1 year of like really doing, like going to parties, like, you know, being young. And then after that, I was straight back into writing and being an artist.
It sounds quite similar. Like, you didn't go to uni, I'm guessing because you wanted to focus, you feel like you could do it without uni.
Yeah.
And like focus on what you're doing. And I feel like I didn't go to uni, and I wanted to do presenting, so I've tried to pursue it, but I think like people don't realize it's quite lonely when you don't go to uni. Like all my friends are at uni. I'm guessing it was the same for you. Like everyone goes off to uni and they make new friends and you're just like the girl at home. You're like the friend at home. And it's like, it's good because you're focusing so much on what you love and your career, but then it gets really like lonely and you feel like nobody's really that like interested anymore.
I feel like there's been times where I felt so out of place, and like I don't know, like finding friends that have really similar interests is so important, because you can be sat with loads of people and just not know what's going on at their uni or not know what's going on in their group of friends because you're like busy grinding. You're like, I don't know what you're talking about, but
I feel like when people go to uni, that's their like, they're like uni, like everything's revolves around uni. And like, I definitely have no clue about how it all works. They're talking about their like mocks and their like modules, and I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, exactly. I have no idea.
Do you have like, what's your guilty pleasure? It could be like something not music related, or is there like a musician you love that like you wouldn't want anyone to know you listen to?
I don't know. I feel like there's nothing like guilty about it, but. Definitely listen. I listen to Taylor Swift a lot, but like that's not guilty. Like that's more. I don't know. I don't really. I to be honest, I listen to the same like three artists. Like I need to like branch out a little bit because I listen to the same songs over and over. But I don't know. Probably like ABBA or something. Like I'm obsessed with
ABBA. Everyone loves ABBA. You can't say no to ABBA. I feel like when you find those like, as you said, like three artists or three songs or whatever that you love, you like, I can never let go. I feel like I'm the same. I just listen to the same playlist, and I need to branch out of it. I need to listen to some new stuff because I just get a bit old. And something I ask all of my guests at the end of the episode is what advice they'd give to people wanting to get into the industry, or people that are already in the industry but want to expand what they're doing.
I would say like use your resources. So use like Instagram, use your socials to like build up your kind of brand and like, you know, what you love, like songs that you love, even do some like covers if you're into singing and then that's what you want to do. And yeah, like just take every opportunity. Like you never know who's watching. So do like when we can finally do shows. As many as you can.
Let me know when you do your first one and I would like to come.
Yeah, definitely.
You actually perform. But that's it. Thank you so much for coming and chatting to me today. It's been so lovely. It's been so interesting to find out about the music world a bit more.
Thank you for having me.